we're going. The first phase is actually the 500-foot extension phase, and that's what we'll be doing next fall. So I think really during that, you're going to see a displaced threshold most likely. Correct, Jim?
Right.
And then after that, when we get into the overlay, actual overlay of the existing runway, is when you'll see the longer shutdown.
Displaced threshold, how far?
For construction, it's probably going to be 300 feet. So it gives us 4,700 feet, but we also need to plan in some time, you know, where we have 5,000 feet available for, you know, 737s and anybody else who needs it. So that's one of the reasons we got Pat's involved. And
sometimes I need
it. What about you,
Rick?
I'm good, thank you.
Sometime this spring, we'll come in and we'll give, you know, an overall what we think the dates are likely to be.
Yep.
Is it possible to put it on the neon board out front when you get within like 30 days or something? Because a lot of people don't come to these committee meetings.
Yep.
A lot of people don't come to your meetings that you hold.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea.
It would just kind of heighten their awareness. And then they can't come back here and say, hey, you guys never let us know.
Yeah.
Even though we've done multiple, you know, methods of trying to.
Another thing to do also would be to request everybody that's involved at the airport as far as flying to give their email address so that you can build up a group distribution so you can send out blast emails.
Mm-hmm.
Storms or whatever, or soil conditions, you're going to postpone plan by 48 hours and this and that. That would be a great way to notify everybody through the pilots group. You start to gather the emails, get them talking to other people that don't participate and get that's how I'm doing this whole Doolittle Raider reunion. That's how I did it in 2010. I'm doing it all on email. I don't have time for phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be something real easy to do.
And we can do those type of things. Yeah. And just the one note is that, you know, we'll see lighting improvements as well with the runway extension.
Yep. Well, we're still on pavements. The concrete in front of John Riker's hangar has been repaired. We learned quite a bit about the pavement doing that little test section. So we'll roll into, fixing the other sections next summer.
What did you learn about it? What's outstanding?
Richard was out there watching most of it, but it's, when they started digging into it, it just crumbled.
Yes, I found it had lost its belt to the bond. Together, it was just almost like loose sand when they started with jackhammer.
It's almost 70 years old.
Yeah,
69 years old, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that part of the original ramp area? This was a military base.
So.
Yes.
Tie-downs out there certainly appear to be that area.
Yeah.
That particular area was about 7 inches. What the concrete, what they had there.
That's pretty much what the runways were.
And we haven't seen the runways crumble the way that did.
You think it was isolated to that one slab, but like it was bad? Just
well, it could have been poured in cold weather.
Right, that's what I mean.
Right.
Whether it was just
good possibility.
But I mean, the other the adjacent slabs didn't fall apart while they were breaking it up. From what I saw, I looked at it. And the tongue and groove looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ones that had shown crumbling on the top, it was that way all the way through. Is what I'm saying.
1943.
I was over there.
Longevity was not in the plan in 1943.
Mm-hmm.
Get it built quick and get it in use. Because it was a real dark era in 1943.
8 months. Whole airport was built in 8 months.
And again, it'll be a long-term process for us to knock out different sections of that concrete over the years.
And then Mike talked about it. You're going to see some lighting improvements out here. We had some money left over from the grant for the solar panels, which either had to be given back to the Department of Energy or we could use it for energy-saving projects in the county. The County Council approved on Tuesday using that money to upgrade the runway and taxiway lights associated with 1028. To LED lights, so we'll be doing that this summer. That may involve a little downtime on the runway lights, but not much. And then the lighting, all the lighting for Fort